This is Elizabeth. It's January 18th, 2006, PDS Standards Telecom. Probably would not be a bad idea yet. Okay, you're saying that the database?
Not the stop.
Are you talking about the data directory?
Yes, right. Not the standard and tracking. The tracking and standard.
Yeah, right.
So, well, after we swap it, and I guess when you try to put something in there, so you have to put it on both systems. So I'm
trying. What do you mean both systems?
So it's PDS Web 1 and Web 2.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
No, in the future, not yet, because there's
okay.
Some issues.
Well, there's also a problem, yeah. I've noticed some of the pages are not up to date. They're old
yes.
versions of pages.
Yeah, because
yeah.
now I'm moving back to the old system now.
Oh.
So it's all updated.
Oh, boy.
So, wow, when we are ready to release it, so there will be like two systems. So I'll provide
Okay, we've got problems then, because I've been updating on whatever the current star beam is.
Once you do the release, I'll manually move everything across. I'll let you know before.
Okay, but we may have a conflict in terms of some old stuff and some new stuff on the two different systems. That's the issue.
No.
I'll try and talk to you in more detail later. I'm a little concerned that I may have made some changes that we're going to lose somehow. But anyway,
okay.
we'll talk in more detail later.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Who all have we got? I heard Chris and Lyle.
Todd's here.
Todd, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Everyone have a good Christmas?
Yes, thank you. How about you?
Yeah, we did. Was Santa pretty generous?
Too much candy.
Was that Susie?
It is Susie and Ed and Keith.
Okay, great. We'll give folks a couple more minutes. I'm afraid I killed the music. Sorry about that. We can get somebody to hum if you want for a while.
Well, the Jeopardy tune's always good. It never ends.
I guess we might as well get started. I need to apologize in advance. I still did not get the checksum SCR updated. I'm afraid I was up all night trying to get this thing done, the standards reference update. So what I would like to do is just go through briefly summarizing the changes that have been made in this version of the standards reference and then let you guys take it and look it over for the next week or two, whatever you feel is appropriate, so that we can get some feedback on formatting issues and that kind of thing that still need to be fixed before going ahead and releasing it. As I said in the last email that I sent out, that was about quarter two, the main changes in this version of the standards reference are in response to a number of SCRs. And I list those SCRs there. There's one question that I have that still needs to be resolved. But other than that, most of these SCRs were fairly non-controversial in terms of implementing what was in the SCR. There is a change log that has a detailed listing of all the changes that were made. Although it's just occurred to me that it might be helpful in that section of the change log to list what these SCRs are, because that is not spelled out anywhere in the document. So I think I may include that.
But those are online, right?
They are online, but there's no reference from the change log that would indicate where they are available online. Do you think it would be handy to list those, just as I listed them in the email message?
No, I wouldn't go to that extent. I think for our purposes it might be nice to be able to reference them, but as long as I generally know where the SCRs are online, I can probably find them.
Okay.
I don't think the general readership needs to know every SCR and you know, trace changes in the document back to those.
Okay. Then let me just briefly summarize the SCRs and what kind of changes they involve. The first one was the JPEG 2000. Hello. Because we had a whole new section to add describing the JPEG 2000 compression format, I took that and combined it with the that appendix will it has placeholders currently for the other compression formats that we've used, but it's populated right now with TBDs that hopefully we will get the time to populate at some point in the future. So Chapter 20 that used to contain the zip compression information is now included in Appendix I. Other than that, I think pretty much all that material is contained in Appendix I. There was no other changes associated with that SDR. The change to the reference description, I think, was fairly minor. Oh, boy. Yeah, that one I actually forgot the details on, but I think there was just a couple of changes to the catalog object. The directory naming conventions, there were changes in a few different places, and this was...
Elizabeth, I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
Would I expect to see Appendix I in your most recent reference?
You should, and if it's not there, we're in trouble. Of course, I was...
Oh, okay, it's there, but it's not in the table of contents.
Yes, I do need to get the table of contents fixed. That did not update automatically.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, but it should be in the bookmark list.
Okay.
Okay, the directory naming conventions, this was the one that Todd submitted that involved correcting the directory names to the ISO 9660 Level 2 standard. And this means that we're now allowed 31-character directory names rather than 8 or 9 or whatever it was before. So there's changes in a few places throughout the document to reflect that. The PDF dictionary version ID, this was the SCR that now allows us to include the DD version ID keyword to indicate which version of the standards, which version specifically of the data dictionary that a data set should be validated against. And I think that was mainly changes to examples, and then there was a small paragraph in the labeling section of the document that described the purpose of that keyword. The disallow alternate time zones, this was a simple update to the chapter on the date-time format that specified the changes that we've made in terms of dropping the Z at the end of our time formatted values and forcing everybody to use the UTC time. Modifying the instrument, the host / instrument relation in the PDF data model. This was where we used to have a one-to-many host-to-instrument relationship in the PDF data model, and we changed that to allow many-to-many and many-to-one, so that an Earth-based instrument that was mounted on various different Earth-based hosts could now be correctly modeled. And the changes that occurred in the standards reference, this is actually one where I need to get some confirmation from you folks, because the changes that were spelled out in the SCR, when I read them, did not seem to do what the SCR set out to accomplish. So I would like to go back and review that one after I finish the list. The abstract description, this was a keyword that was added to the dataset information catalog object within the dataset catalog. And this was basically an issue of adding a new required keyword and then fixing some examples to you know, to provide a sample of that. The dataset mission relation, okay, let me think. This was where in our PDS model we had no direct relationship between the dataset and the mission. That mission, that relationship was derived using a couple of other parameters, and we wanted to establish a direct relationship there by adding an extra table in the database. The impact that had on the standards reference was the addition of a dataset mission sub-object to the dataset catalog object. So that affects some of the appendices. And I think that was about it on that one. And then finally, the spectral cube. That was basically just a new chapter that was added, a new object in Appendix A. So that is the majority of the changes. There's a few typographical things that were fixed. Again, I've detailed all of those in the change log. But I would like you guys to feel free to go through and see if you're satisfied with the changes that have been made, if they match the standard, the SCR that was approved, et cetera. And then also anything that you would like to respond to in terms of formatting problems. And I've identified a few that I already am aware of in the email, but other things, I would welcome any feedback on that so that we can get this thing properly polished and released. Any initial comments before I delve into the host instrument issue?
Yeah, I have a question, Elizabeth.
Sure.
I'm just trying to remind myself of the background for this. We did talk. I remember some time ago about revising the standards reference. So do you consider that once this is finished that the standards reference is the way it should be, or is there a future revision that you have in mind?
I have a future huge revision in mind. 3.7 I had hoped to have out by the end of last year, simply to clear out our implementation queue. Go ahead.
I was looking at the implementation queue as you were talking, and they're all checked off now.
Most of them are. There's a few outstanding issues involving, you know, a couple of tweaks that didn't happen in the data dictionary and some software issues. But yes, I'm hoping we're going to get this list cleared out very soon.
Okay. So yes. Then the next step would be what?
The next step is, as you say, doing a major rewrite of the standards reference, and that would involve doing a lot of reorganizing of the information into a more logical format. And this, the initial step that I've taken in that direction, I believe I sent you and Ed sort of a draft outline a couple months back, and I need to follow up. Once I get 3.7 wrapped up, then we'll move on and do that.
Okay.
And I'm hoping to call that 3.8. Even though it'll be a fairly major revision, I would like to leave 4.0 for a change to PDS 4.
Okay, thanks.
I was quickly looking for local data dictionaries in the old version, and I can't find it, and it's not on your list.
It is in there.
It is, okay.
Yeah, we had this conversation earlier, and I'm trying to remember. Betty, do you remember where you ended up finding it?
I'm looking right now. It's some chapter you wouldn't come naturally to you.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to write down that definitely needs to get in the index if it's not there already. Well, the index is missing right now, but I will make sure that local data dictionaries are clearly identified in the index.
Yeah, that was kind of where I was looking. It points to chapters 6 and 19, but I don't find much there.
Okay. I do know we've checked this before, and the wording is in there. We just need to...
Yeah, it's been around for a while. I was a little surprised, but thanks for looking.
Okay.
It's mostly in Chapter 5, and it's not listed in the index as local data dictionary. It's locally defined data elements.
That sounds right. It's towards the end of the chapter, right? There's a couple of pages?
Right. 519 to 521.
Yeah.
5.5.
Elizabeth, I have a question on Appendix I.
Sure, go ahead.
Several of the items in there are TBD.
Yes, they are.
It seems a little odd.
Well, I didn't know how else to deal with them because we have data sets that were archived a long time ago using other compression formats. So they exist. They theoretically are approved by the PDS for future use. But I also didn't have the time to sit down and investigate them and write up, you know, several pages of material on them right now. So I thought the best way to handle that was to put in a placeholder to acknowledge this is a data compression format that the PDS has used. We don't have the information right now.
Well, some verbiage to that effect would be good, rather than just TBD.
Okay, so...
Yeah, just what you said, just one sentence saying
that's not a bad idea.
These are historical things that have never been properly documented. They need to be, if they're going to be continued, to be used.
Okay.
Something to that effect.
Sounds good. Okay. All right. If nobody has any other questions, what I would like to do is focus on that one question that I had.
Can I ask one question first?
Sure, please go ahead.
What would you like from us in terms of the review? Just that the changes you made,
I'm not expecting everybody to read through this thing in fine detail. I'm basically seeing that as my job for the next version. Anything you do catch, feel free to send. What I'm looking for mainly is, yes, were the changes correctly, gross formatting problems that you noticed? Like, I think when I was flipping through, I noticed one place where there was, normally the chapters begin on a new page, but none of the other sections, subsections do. And I think there was a place where there was an incorrect subsection starting on a new page kind of thing. So stuff like that you noticed that just... sort of jarring or out of place in terms of the way the document was put together, that kind of stuff. If you see it, send it to me.
So this version is still draft? Is that what you're saying?
This is... The text should not be draft. The text should be essentially done. The formatting, the way the document's put together is what I'm more checking, making sure that the Word to PDF conversion happens properly. For example, if you PC users notice problems with the way some of the fonts are represented, please let me know. This was done on a Mac, and I know when the document went the other way, there were some problems in the Mac version of the PDF. So that's, again, the kind of thing that I would be interested in hearing.
Well, I'm looking at it on a PC. The PDF file come across fine.
Okay, that's good.
Everything. I scanned through it. It looks good.
Okay. But again, so it's formatting issues that I'm particularly interested in this time, the sort of collecting the document and putting it together kind of stuff.
It's so nice to have bookmarks. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. I always put them in myself, and I definitely intend to make that list more complete so you can find stuff. You'll notice Appendix B, I've only done every fifth chapter, and that was just to give you a way to jump around within it. I just didn't have time to provide a complete listing.
Thanks for pointing out there were bookmarks. I was trying to scan to something. I just jumped to what I needed to real quick.
Okay,
so
you're welcome.
I didn't realize they were there.
Likewise, thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Okay, now on to this host-instrument relationship. The SCR for this, let me pull that up. Okay, version 3. Okay, here we go. The change that was requested in the standards reference was to provide some text in the instrument catalog section. So this is an Appendix B. I think it was B14 in version 3.6. I think it's B15 in version 3.7, I think. And the text was basically along the lines of saying that the instrument host ID will now be allowed to have multiple values, so that when you've got a single instrument catalog object, it can be referenced to multiple hosts. Now, the problem with the SCR is that it specifies that this text should be within the subsection describing the instrument information object. Now, the problem I had when I looked at the text is that the instrument information object doesn't contain an instrument host ID keyword. The SCR also listed the same text to be shown in the usage notes section under instrument reference info. Likewise, that object does not contain the instrument host ID keyword. So what I chose to do instead was to provide some text in the initial paragraph under instrument catalog that got across the same idea, basically saying, in those cases where a single instrument is mounted on multiple hosts, Earth-based hosts, the instrument host ID is allowed to have multiple values. That is definitely not what the SCR specified. So I would like you guys to make, pay particular attention to that fix and see if I did it consistent with what the intent of the SCR was. as opposed to what the SCR explicitly laid out. So that's SCR 1024 that needs particular attention. How long would you guys like to just do a quick review of this? Would 2 weeks be appropriate, or? And again, I'm not looking for a super detailed reading the entire thing kind of review.
I can't do it in less, but I'm not sure it's worth more.
Okay, does anyone have any objections to 2 weeks? Does that sound appropriate?
That seems appropriate, I guess.
Okay. And then what I would like to do, well, that's not going to be by the end of January, is it? That'll be a little bit past. That'll be in the beginning of February. Basically, as soon as I get those review comments back, I'll get this thing turned around and released formally. Okay. I'm afraid this is going to be a fairly short meeting because, like I say, I did not get the checks on SCR done.
Where are we on the agency ID?
Now, I was curious, is that the International Volume ID? That's the same SCR?
Yeah.
Okay. I actually just sent that thing back out of the implementation queue because there was absolutely no detail provided in the SCR that I had. In fact, there was no SCR. There was just a couple of comments in the directory. So I need somebody to give me some details. I was told to implement it, but there was nothing there.
Is Ron working on that? Is Ron there?
Yeah, Ron is here. He was the one who was asking the question about where we're at on it.
Oh.
I'm guessing there's been some conversations going on, but I've just been out of the loop. So I just need to be brought up to date on how it's expected to be implemented.
In terms of the standard?
Is that something?
I don't remember. I wrote the SCR, and I don't remember exactly what I said, but we had a meeting on it, and then it sort of died.
Okay, I do not have a formal SCR. What I have...
SCR we're talking about is we've got some MEX data from ESA, and they would like to have credit for the fact that it's not NASA data. So we were going to change our online interface to put another column on that display.
Oh, okay. This may not be the same SCR then. I'm not sure that I've seen that SCR. The one that I'm talking about was talking about the entire volume set ID. So it's the one that has USA NASA.
No, that's different.
Oh, that's a different issue. Okay, then I have not seen the SCR you're talking about.
Well, what Ron just mentioned, though, is also wrapped up into sort of an acknowledgement that not only just other agencies would want, but individuals.
Yeah, and it's...
I mean, it could be. It's really kind of sort of an acknowledgement keyword. If you use this, acknowledge the, you know, the source.
Organization, right. And it's definitely something that sounds like it's time sensitive if MEX wants to use it. But like I say, I have not heard of this SDR, so I'm happy to work on it. But yeah.
Well, then we need to put it on the queue for next week or 2 weeks.
Right. I was going to say, if it's time urgent, let's fast track it and bump it to the top.
Okay.
That's a topic I was going to bring up. Maybe now that the queue has been cleared out, we should talk about priorities and what's
going on. Yes, I think that's a good idea. Do you folks want to do that now, or do we want to wait for another meeting? We could quickly look at what's in the – there's two other queues. The disposition queue is the one that's sort of being actively worked right now. And then there's a huge, long discussion queue of just things that people have thrown in as placeholders. We need to remember to talk about this, but – they haven't really gone anywhere yet.
I guess we've already identified two candidates that are high priority. One is the checksum, and the other is Ron's, I forget the name of the keyword.
What did you call it again, Ron?
Agency ID.
Agency ID, okay.
What is it called?
Agency ID.
Agency ID.
Disposition queue. The disposition queue is actually fairly small at the moment. We've got the checksum. There's a couple of sort of housekeeping issues that we need to fix, things like release object, software status words. This wavelength regime is in the queue, but it was identified as having a low priority. That was something that I think was affecting Ann Rao, and she basically said, we're not going to be able to fix it.
That's pretty much true.
Remove archive status from data center information. So that's a change to the catalog objects, but that's been identified as low priority. Time format standard. This is Steve Joy's.
What's the situation on the time format standard? Joe Zinder is still very interested in that.
That one, it doesn't go anywhere.
I'm not sure medium would be where Steve would put it.
You know what? That is one of two SCRs that were recommended several years ago but never approved by the MC.
Right.
That and the, what's the other one I was working on? The window object. Both of those got to the point where they were recommended by tech group but never forwarded to MC. So I am intending to get those off to, forgive me, I'm brain dead today, Rita, to pass on to the MC. Do you folks think it would be appropriate to review them ourselves first just to get brought back up to date on what was going on there so you guys can talk to your managers about them, or should I just pass it right on to the MC?
What do you mean when you say they were recommended by the tech group?
There was an SCR that was debated. You know, there was a draft written. Changes were made, and the tech group voted on it.
You mean the technical session,
not
the working group?
That's right. The tech session folks voted to recommend it to the MC, and then it was dropped.
Well, it might be worth going back and seeing whether there are any conditions on that recommendation that maybe the writing needed to be fine-tuned or something.
I think it was.
I just don't remember approving the window. I know we discussed it a lot of times, but I haven't been present at all the meetings.
Actually, I've got meeting minutes. In fact, actually, it was that set of meeting minutes that you sent me, Dick.
Okay.
When I was researching a different issue, I was surprised to note that in Tyler's summary of the tech session from the day before, it listed the fact that the tech folks had voted on and recommended that SCR.
I'm pretty sure we voted on the window object.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I voted no, but that was...
But, so I, you know, I've done a lot of talking with a lot of different people, and I think I have the latest version of that SCR.
Well, considering that we're talking about reducing the number of objects that we want to see in the future, maybe we should at least look at it again.
Yeah, although we also need to acknowledge the fact that there's missions that have already archived data using that.
How do they do that? They're not supposed to put things in that have objects that aren't legal.
I think this is one of those times when what happened was the urgent need, the reason we were all debating it several years back is because I think it was Stardust. That needed it, yeah. And so once we got through the tech group and everybody there recommended it, I think everybody just assumed, okay, we've done our work, it's going to work now, and they went ahead and archived, and we dropped the ball on getting it to the MC.
Well, I think it's our fault, but I don't like that.
I agree, but it's just an issue of our, you know, the fact that we got to clean up some of the stuff that's happened in the past and deal with it. So there's these two SCRs.
I agree with Dick. I'm uneasy with that, but I have to confess on the time format standard, when we worked as though it were approved.
It
has made it into some of our archives.
It shouldn't be happening.
I know it shouldn't be happening, but it did.
Well,
I think that's why I'm arguing that, at least in the time format standard, it shouldn't be medium, it should be high. I want to get this, if we have to go back and change something, then we got to do that. But I don't want this to persist if, you know, we're getting data in now with it in. I want to put a stop to it if it doesn't get approved.
I think the approach that I would like to take on all this is I absolutely agree with you, this should not be happening, and let's try and make sure it doesn't in the future. At the moment, we've got these, you know, unresolved issues from the past. We just need to deal with them as best we can and move on. So I agree with you, Todd. I think that these two issues should be pretty near the top of the queue. Let's just get them finished off and into the next version of the standards reference.
Right, because potentially we're accepting non-compliant data. If it doesn't get approved, they're non-compliant. We got to fix it.
Okay.
Well, we don't have to accept it.
Exactly. But the longer it goes on, the harder it is to, you know, I think argue that we didn't do our job right, and so you got to change what you're doing. It just makes it harder.
Okay. I'm of two minds on this one because I don't want to undo a vote that we've already done. On the other hand, I think we all need to be brought up to speed on where we were on these issues.
I think if each person were to review it and if they had some really serious reconsiderations, then, you know, maybe we would re-vote. But I agree if we voted at one time. It should be a new issue to cause a new vote.
I think what I'll do is I'll try and scrape up the latest versions of both SDRs and send them out in an email just to allow you guys to look them over. You know, unless...
I think if anybody has a serious, you know, that they don't want it, have their node manager vote no.
Okay.
Yeah, and then what happens?
And then it forces us back into a SCR again that's revised.
Right. I mean, at that point, basically, the MC can either say, no way, ever, or go back and work on it.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay, sounds good. The other issue I wanted to bring up is the timing of these telecons. I have been trying and absolutely failing to have them every week, and it's just not working out here. I think it would probably be more sane in terms of preparation for telecons if we went back to a biweekly schedule. And hopefully if we did that, I would be able to have them more regularly and wouldn't be sending out announcements at the last minute, either canceling or sending out material. Does anybody have any objections to that? Can we try that for a while?
No objections, but I would rather have a larger number of these that are shorter, maybe concentrating on one subject each week.
The biggest problem I'm having is I don't, given that folks want the materials for the next week's telecon sent out Friday morning, that basically gives me Thursday to prepare stuff. And Thursday is the day we have two meetings and I've got to get all my status reports in.
Yeah,
so
well,
it just doesn't work for me to continue issues one week to the next.
We basically go at your pace. I'm just saying that I'd rather have...
More frequent and shorter.
Yeah.
Well, the only other way we could make it work is to do leapfrogging telecons, where basically we discuss a particular issue every other week, even though we may be having telecons every week.
I don't think you can force anything into that sort of a schedule.
Let's try, Elizabeth,
saying is that you don't have, basically you get 24 hours after a telecon to put out the materials for the next one.
Exactly, that's it.
Yeah. Give it a chance.
Let's try it on a biweekly schedule for now and just see how that works for a while and if that will allow me to get the preparation, you know, in a more stable place. And then we'll see whether or not things calm down enough that we might be able to bump the schedule back up.
I know for my schedule, Elizabeth, it's like I always leave Wednesday morning open. And, just sort of if you call them as needed, as ready.
Okay.
That works for me, too. I don't mind if we do it, every week for 4 weeks and then skip a week or skip 2 weeks because material isn't ready.
Okay. Well, I appreciate
that. But I leave the slot open for it.
No, I appreciate that. I think the biggest problem has been the late notice that I've been giving everybody on whether or not we are having a telecon, and if there's material, you guys haven't had any time to review it. And that's got to change. So that's what I'm primarily trying to work towards.
Right, but it kind of sounded like you were saying that if I don't have the material ready Friday, then we don't have the telecon that Wednesday, and you send out a...
Okay.
You either send out material or you send out
a notice.
A notice saying, postponed.
That sounds like a good plan. I will attempt to follow that from now on. Okay, any more comments? I guess back on the prioritizing. Did we want to do that now? We basically identified the two old SCRs, the checksum SCR, and Ron's agency ID SCRs probably being the high priority issues right now. Alongside that, I want to be working, basically I'm looking at Steve, Ron, Ed, and Susie as sort of my working group on revising the standards reference for version 3.8. So I'll be working on that. And then the other major issue that's sort of in the queue right now is the, what have we been calling it, the cleanup for the data dictionary. That's the other high priority item. So those are sort of the near-term issues that we'll be working. Any other issues that I should be aware of that are urgent?
Those carry you through 2007.
All right, folks. I guess, like I say, it's a short telecon this morning. Okay, talk to you all in 2 weeks then, and I'll look forward to seeing some comments. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.